Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Backfield a little bit, which is still obviously a major question mark. We've talked already about how great the offense looked as a whole, but if there was still a big concern, I think it would be the running game. I mean, Xavier Worthy was the leading rusher for this team, all right? And one of them was a 35-yard run. He finished with 38
yards. Longest run of the season for the team.
Pacheco finished with 7 carries for 35, which, yes, you look and you say, hey, it's a 5-yard average, no problem.
Still not a running back.
And then Kareem Hunt, 13 carries for 34 yards. Rashard Smith, the stats aren't going to pop and be crazy, but 4 carries for 9 yards. And then in the passing game, 3 catches for 27. That's where his role, guy played wide receiver in college as well. That's where when we've talked about the Jerick McKinnon-esque type of role, and you're starting to see more snaps as they trust him. You saw him on third downs more and more. That to me is where he's going to have to be more involved. And you saw it a little bit yesterday, Cody, is third downs, trust him more in pass protection as he gets more confident. And basically get an extra receiver on the field, but out of the backfield, you can see there's a little more explosiveness there. He broke a tackle. When's the last time you saw a running back break a tackle on this team?
Other than Kareem Hunt to help gain 1 yard.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it. And look, he also ran, and I think the broadcast correctly pointed it out, he ran a route kind of weird where it looked like Mahomes sprayed the ball wide, but if you listen to the broadcast, and Tony Romo's right, if you go back and watch it, he starts going upfield. Which is not what Mahomes was expecting. Yeah. You can see Mahomes be like
behind them, yeah.
You can see Mahomes be like, "That's you're going the wrong way. I need you to like stay where you were and kind of make it work that way." So there's still improvement. I thought what we saw for the first time yesterday, Gold, was the team admitting that there might be a problem with Isaiah Pacheco. I don't think he lost his job in the middle of the game yesterday, but I saw them at least acknowledge that maybe it's worth putting a ball in the hands of Rashard Smith in an attempt to find a playmaker out of the backfield. So I don't think Pacheco's not the starting running back as of today, but I do think that they were, at least based on the way that they had structured it and how early they got Smith involved and everything else in between there, that they're at least acknowledging a willingness to move off of Pacheco. I also thought Pacheco played significantly better the second it appeared his job might be at some risk during the game. It looked like everyone was running better than him, and then he picked it up. So I don't know, maybe just felt the pressure. Maybe the holes opened up and he hit
it. Yeah, the offense at that point in time maybe was just rolling and clicking. I don't know what it was. But yeah, he played better as the game went on. I mean, Rashard Smith ended up with 7 touches in this game. Pacheco, we mentioned, the 9 touches in the game. But after the drop pass on a screen that finally was set up perfectly, perfectly, after that drop, I think it was 2 possessions. I have to go back and check. I think it was 2 straight possessions that Pacheco really didn't get on the field.
Nate Taylor put on a screenshot. It might be a walk-in touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, the screen was there. The screen was there. So that was really frustrating when you have this is where sometimes the conversation about blaming Andy or Nagy on play calling. Sometimes the play call is great and the scheme is great and the player doesn't execute. That's one of those circumstances where the player didn't execute. But I agree with you that later in the game, Pacheco seemed to run a little bit harder. And whether it's coincidence or just, hey, the defense of the Ravens at that point in time was so beat up that there were just gigantic holes. I don't know. I'm not trying to diminish.
He just played better.
He played better. He did speak in the locker room, though. We were there, and he said, the score, hey, I wish it would have come a little bit earlier, but still, it was obviously a good feeling with everybody getting involved.
I feel amazing. Good start. Hit the reset button. Could have got in there a little earlier, I felt, but it's all good. You know, bad plays happen, and, you know, that's how you bounce back. You get the next one and put it on your back.
As one of the skilled players on this offense, what's it like when Pat is just getting everyone involved?
Oh, it's phenomenal. You got guys making plays left and right. We got Smitty coming in, making a play, a big, huge one, and you know, you got the offensive linemen doing great one play at a time, and the receivers are making plays. So when you got guys making plays from the receivers to the running backs to the tight ends, it's contagious.
He talked about just kind of a reset there at the beginning. Like, basically they did kind of like sit him for a drive or two, like relax a little bit, reset. And he did play better, but Breshard Smith has to continue to be part of this equation. And each week, yes, the snap count should go up a little bit.
Here's the numbers for this week.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt led the way with 44% of the snaps. Isaiah Pacheco was second with 37% of the snaps, and Breshard Smith had 26%.
Okay.
So we're not quite yet at third. But I'll tell you this, based on the first 3 weeks, we're working towards it.
A true running back by committee. That might be with what they have in the backfield. That's what it should be.
They have different skill sets.
Yeah, different skill sets, and they don't have just a flat out stud in the backfield. That's just not what they have at this point. We don't have to rehash the conversation you and I have had throughout the offseason about, we obviously would have liked them to invest differently in the position, but this is who they have. We can all dream about trade candidates. Maybe that becomes a reality in 3-4 weeks or not, but that's not happening for a month.
I just, the way I view it, and yeah, that is, I do think that'll be a real conversation. Until then, just give them equal time. At the very least, your argument will be they're fresh. You know, like they're ready to go. The legs are good. Let's keep these guys going, because it's not that I think Pacheco has no value. Because again, if he holds onto that ball, he's likely to catch a pass that maybe ends up getting him down to the 5-yard line, maybe in the end zone. I mean, he had the ball, and when it hit his hands, he had both Simmons and Kingsley ahead of him to block, and there were like two defenders left on the left side.
It was set up perfectly.
I mean, it was like, it was getting ready to be a thing, and then he dropped it. And from that point on, he played really good in the game. And so I don't think that there's just nothing there. But this time, there's no reason why he's the person who just gets the most of it. And they're also probably going to have to manufacture Xavier Worthy. But I would like, we're 4 games into the season, and has anybody led the team in rushing that is a running back? Can we just get that once? Can we get one running back to lead the team in rushing? Is that so crazy? It's been Mahomes, last week. And Worthy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.